After something bad happens, have you thought or said, I knew I shouldn't have done that, or I knew I shouldn't have gone there? Well, today we're going to talk about how God's protection for us can be a warning, a simple knowing inside. Hello and welcome back to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. We're honored that you would be here and give us a chance to talk to you a little bit, talk a little bit about life and how to live it more victorious. And so I just want to really tell you how much I appreciate the fact that you'd take your time to tune in today. And we are blessed and honored today to have a man of God that's here who is a man of integrity. His ministry is a ministry of integrity, but he brings such revelational insight into the Word of God, and that's Keith Moore. Keith, buddy, thanks for being here again with us.
Thank you.
It's been really good the last week and then first part of this week, and I know it's going to be even better the rest of the week.
Yep.
But the things that we've been talking about are life-changing, life-saving. Yep. Save your family's life. And that is, we've been going over Psalm 91, which is a protection chapter. God talks about the protection that God can provide you and wants to provide you. And Keith Moore has a CD series called God's Perfect Protection. It's available for a free download on our website. You ought to go out there and get it because it's a whole lot more in depth than what we can get into here. But when we're talking about God's protection, there's some things that God's part and some things that are our part. And we need to recognize what is our part so that we are doing those things so that we do walk in God's perfect protection. Now, as we were talking yesterday, we got to talking about timing and being led of the Spirit and just following those unctions inside here, those leadings, that small voice that says, you know what, you should do this today, or I should go here today. Don't do that. Don't go. Mm-hmm. How many times people's lives would be saved if they just didn't go?
Mm-hmm.
And so in being led of the Spirit, yesterday we led in a prayer of to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you missed that, I'd like for you to go back on the website and you can watch that and you can follow that prayer and how Keith is teaching you to receive the Holy Spirit. All you got to do is ask, Holy Spirit, fill me, and He will fill you. And also online, we have some products there that we'd like to give you about following the Holy Spirit, because you really can't talk about walking in God's protection without talking about this, because I believe it's the number one way that we are to stay out of harm's way, that we're to avoid those mishaps, those dangers, is by following just that still small voice that's inside us. It doesn't have to be an audible, booming, don't go.
Right.
But it can just be a sense in here of, you know what, for some reason I don't want to go today.
Right.
I've had that. Marty's had that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'll tell you a story here about, we had a girl living with us from Trinidad Tobago. She had moved here as a student, going to high school. And so she lived with us for about a year. And she hadn't been with us very long. And she really was supposed to be living with another family, but it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And so she moved in with us. And so I had purchased a health insurance policy on her. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it wasn't out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that, you know what, it's prudent today to have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had purchased her a health insurance policy. As it turned out, that was a leading of the Lord. Didn't realize at the time, it just seemed prudent, but in the end, we were very glad we had it.
Mm-hmm.
But Marty and I, and we were all supposed to go on a family vacation, the annual Copeland summer vacation to Arkansas, where we all get together, and we have a good time, go to the lake, and it's just a time to catch back up with each other, because we miss each other a lot in traveling. And Marty's been to every one of them that we've had, I guess, since we've been married. And she was like, I don't want to go. I just don't feel like I should go.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know why. And, you know, all I could tell Mom and them was, you know what, she felt like she should just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, Chris Ann, she started feeling ill. Mm-hmm. Her side was hurting, and she just, it hurting really, really bad, mm-hmm. as she would say, you know. I'm hurting, Miss Marty, you
yeah.
know. And so Marty took her to the hospital. And sure enough, her kidney had been, somehow the intestines had gotten pinched off to where her kidney had gotten infected and weighed 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's a big girl. She's like 6'4",
wow.
you know, and at that time she was
yeah.
16 years old. So
uh-huh.
she's a big girl.
Yeah.
And I guess how you could hide a 15-pound kidney in there, I guess.
Mm.
But it was about to rupture.
Oh.
Now, if she had been home in Trinidad at that time, the doctors were on strike.
Mm.
And the hospitals aren't nearly as good as they are in the United States. But at that particular time, the doctors were on strike.
Mm.
And most likely, she could have died from that. If it would have happened while she was out on the basketball court or whatever, that kidney could rupture and she could
yeah.
have died like that.
Yeah.
But God's leading.
Yeah.
God had her all the way from Trinidad
mm-hmm.
living with us. It was supposed to have worked out with the other family, but didn't.
Mm-hmm.
She's living with us.
Yeah.
Marty had an unction to stay home.
Right.
So all that week, Marty spent it in the hospital with Chris Ann
mm-hmm.
because Chris Ann's mother wasn't here. Her mother lives in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And so Marty was there in the hospital that whole time and was able to cover her with prayer and
mm-hmm.
be there for her.
My.
And it was just Marty's, just that still small voice of,
yeah.
I really don't feel like going.
Yeah.
Now, you could get under some things with that of, well, everybody wants me to go, and what will people think?
Right,
I think
right.
that happens a lot with people.
All the time.
That I really don't. In fact, I know of a lady, mm-hmm. a minister lady, she really didn't want to go on a trip, but felt obligated to go. She
uh-huh.
was crying in tears, didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That family's plane crashed,
mm-mm.
and she was killed, and her family was killed.
My.
And I think sometimes, you know, we need to pay more attention to.
Oh, we do, John.
And we don't even need an excuse.
Mm-mm.
When you have that still small voice.
Right.
I mean, if you just say, I don't want to go because I just need to stay home. That's
right.
all you need to know. That's all you have to say.
Right.
Or if it's somebody who would understand, I just have an unction in my spirit not
right.
to go.
Right.
I mean, it's just that simple, isn't it?
It is, John. I'm thinking of a scripture in Romans 8 that we have learned to live by. And I know your whole family has learned this. You're describing it. But so many Christians have not been taught this. Romans 8 and 14. Romans 8, 14. If you don't know it, mark it down. It said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yeah.
This is particularly New Testament. In the Old Testament, Gideon put out fleeces. People did things. They inquired for signs and that kind of thing because they weren't spiritually born again. Their spirits weren't alive to God like ours are with the new birth.
Mm-hmm.
But today, we're not to put out fleeces. We're not to be led externally. And what you're saying, we're not to be led by our head. And that is the challenge. Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not, don't lean, don't rely, don't trust on your own understanding. And that's where, in our modern society, people only know two aspects of humanity. You know, train the physical body mm-hmm. for athletics, train the mind with education, intellect. And that's all people know. And billions are spent on developing these two sides. While the most important part of man, our spirit, is ignored and left undeveloped. And the 16th verse says, in Romans 8:16, the Spirit itself, actually most modern translations say Himself, because the Holy Spirit's not in it. Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as Him. The Holy Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That is so significant. The Holy Spirit is a person of God, and He does not bear witness with our flesh or with our mind or with our emotions. He bears witness with our spirit, the innermost part of our being. It's You know, if I knew you were going to call me, John, I wouldn't just wait by the refrigerator, because you're not going to call me through the refrigerator. I wouldn't try to hear you through a chair. You know, I know if you're going to call me, you're going to call me through the phone. And so I'm going to be aware of the phone and respond. It's going to happen through the phone. Well, God communicates to us not just through this outside world, and that's where I've even heard Christians pray and say, "Now, Lord, if this is really you, let 5 red cars pass by my house right after another, and then I'll know it's you." No, don't do that. "Well, Lord, if you want me to do this, then, open the door. If you don't want me to do it, then close the door."
That's a fleece, isn't it?
It is. See, the enemy can do stuff out here. And there are times when, even though the door's wide open and people are beckoning you to come in, you need to stop and say, "Lord, am I supposed to go through?" We're not to be led by opportunities. Mm-hmm. We're to be led by the Spirit. And there'll be times the Lord deal with you, "No, that's not me." And there are times when the door is shut and barred and locked and guarded, and the Lord will deal with you to stand there and believe God till the thing comes open and go on and go through. Bottom line, we're not to be led externally. We're not to be led by anything out here, including we're not to be led by our mind. And that takes some training.
Yeah, because like with Marty's situation there, in the natural it didn't make sense.
Right.
Because we always do this.
Right.
Or, you know, the kids are going to be with me, and I mean the kids will be there and everything.
Yep.
So it wasn't, in her mind didn't make sense, but she was sensitive enough in the spirit to know, like, I don't need to go against that.
Right.
And I think,
thank God that she and your whole family have learned how to pay attention to that. And the thing is, John, every Christian has this. And everybody has this. And I am convinced that any time any child of God had some kind of a tragedy, had some kind of an accident, some kind of a destruction, I'm convinced God was warning them. God was trying to get across to them, trying to check them, trying to warn them. And I've even had people, you look at me and they're annoyed with me and they're mad at God. Why did God let this happen? I've seen people just in an agony over it. Why did God let that happen to them?
Yeah, because, I mean, it can be, you know, a minister.
Yeah.
Who you think.
Good
well,
people.
Why him, you know?
Yeah.
Or it could be, you know, a really good person who's
right.
a strong Christian, doing things for God, volunteers at the church every Sunday.
Sure.
And something happens that you really can't explain why it happened. Mm-hmm. Other than, and I agree with you, Keith. I agree with you that I believe God warns everybody.
Yeah.
In some way or another, He has tried to divert that
right.
and bring attention to that.
Yeah.
And either through unknowingly that that's what that was,
mm-hmm.
or ignoring that for whatever thousands of reasons
sure.
you could have made a decision not to do that.
Mm.
I think sometimes it can be spiritual pride.
Sure.
You know, that I'm a man of faith. I don't have to heed that because, you know, God will take care of me. Well, that could be God taking care of you.
Oh, no
right
question.
There.
No question. When I first started in the ministry, I was working on the phones with people calling in for prayer in another ministry. And a lady called, and I was just as, you know, green as could be. And she's upset. She says, "I have been a believer for decades." She was older. And she said, "I got mugged this morning. Guy jumped out and hit me in the head and grabbed my purse and took off." And she's crying. And so I'm trying to calm her and comfort her. And she said, "Well, that's not really my biggest problem." She said, "I quote the 91st Psalm almost every day." She said, I believe in protection, and God's my, you know, my protector and my stronghold." She said, "How could this happen to me? I'm a Christian. I love God. I go to church. How could this happen to me?" And she went on saying different things that she had done. Sound like a good Christian. Sound like a good believer. Mm-hmm. And while she's saying it in my head, I'm thinking, I don't know. But I'm checking my heart. That's what we're talking about, head, heart. I said, "Lord, help me to help this lady. What's going on?" And so all I had was a prompting to ask a question. And that led to another and led us down a path. And I said, "Well, sister," I said, "God is faithful. He can't fail. You believe that, don't you?" She said, "I know it, but I don't understand how this could happen." I said, "So tell me what happened. Where were you?" And she said, she's in a really bad part of town. I said, okay, you needed to be there? You were doing business or something? She says, well, no. She said, I had a check about going. But she said, I just confessed the 91st Psalm, and God's my protector. And I went on. And it's what you're talking about. See, God was endeavoring to protect her, but she's overriding it and calling it faith. And the longer we talked about it, she saw what she had done, that the Lord, if she'd listened to him, she wouldn't have been there at that time and would have missed that whole ordeal. But you can't separate faith from being led by the Spirit. And when people say, why did God let that happen? Why did God? That's the wrong question. Wrong question. Question is, why didn't they listen? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you listen? Why didn't I listen? And we don't want to judge each other. Dear me, I've missed it. There have been times the Lord checked me about something. I didn't pay attention.
We've all done
it. You know, cost me.
And then we think back and think, the Lord was showing me that.
Yeah.
And you know what I do when I see that?
Yeah.
Is I apologize.
Yeah, exactly.
I say, Holy Spirit, I know you were trying to tell me that.
Right.
And I didn't heed it, and I apologize.
Exactly.
I will do my best to heed your voice in the future.
Exactly.
And acknowledge the fact that, hey, I did miss it, but I don't want to miss it anymore.
Right.
I didn't do it on purpose.
No.
My heart was right.
Yeah.
Now, okay, let me ask you this, because this can be I'm going to try to bring this down to, okay, we're living life here, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, too, in the ministry, I mean, what if you're going to do something good?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going on a trip. You're going to preach a meeting, or you're, you know, going to go have a healing service, whatever the case is. You're going on a trip, and you're going to do something good. Or you're going to work that day. And you get a check. And you're going through the process of, okay, I'm a person that I believe in God's protection, okay, but I've got a check. But this is what I'm supposed to do is really important. Maybe it's a ministry task.
Right.
And, you know, you don't want to not do what God's telling you to do. And at the same time, you have this check. Okay, so when you get that check, what do you do then to decide whether, okay, I've got this check. So how do I decide whether I continue on with my plans or do I just stay home or whatever the check happens to be? How do you, like for you, for example, when you get that, do you just stop and spend some time in prayer until you have a peace about what I'm supposed to do?
Well,
or
John,
how do you do that?
It's dangerous to be led by anything other than the Holy Spirit. Dangerous. It puts you outside His protection. What the enemy is successful in working destruction in so many people's lives because he gets them to follow fear. They're led by a fear. So many things that an issue comes up and it's a problem, but it's manageable and it could be mitigated and it could be dealt with, but people panic and they do stuff out of fear and die. That is so many times has happened when something began to happen, it was a manageable situation until they did something following fear, which just opened up the door to death. We know so little in our minds. We make our plans. We've got things scheduled. But the Holy Spirit knows. And the problem is, the answer to the question, the short answer is always follow your heart, no matter what. No matter what's in your head or anybody else's head, always follow the direction of the Spirit, no matter what kind of plans you made. But the reason why it's confusing to people is because of previous disobedience and not obeying. The Lord deals with you to do something, and you don't do it, you put it off. And He deals with you to do something else, and He warns you about this, and you ignore that, you ignore that. It gets like a cluttered closet in your spirit. And if you're not paying attention and walking with Him, you confuse yourself about what's Him and what's not Him.
I was sitting here thinking about, because, you know, I've had times, you know, when I was younger and stuff, and also I hear people say, okay, how do I know the difference between God, me, than the devil. You know, because, you know, you hear a voice, you hear something, you feel like, you know, was that God or was that just me thinking that?
Right.
Particularly when you're young and being led by the Spirit.
Right.
You'll be sitting there, you're listening for voices, and then you start thinking, was that just me thinking that?
Right.
Or is it, you know, devil trying to get me off track here? Or was that God telling me? How do you decipher that?
Well, how do you tell the difference between me calling you or Marty or your dad?
I know your voice.
You.
Because I know.
There's no question. I mean, you're not sitting on the phone going, who is this? Mm-hmm. No, it's you get to know God through His Word. The same Spirit who lives in us and speaks to us daily is the same Spirit who's speaking through Genesis and Psalms and Matthew, same voice. Same. So the more familiar you are with this Word, the quicker you are to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. But again, back to this, the Spirit of God deals with you to do something. And now the Holy Ghost will not only give you direction, He'll give you correction as well. Don't do that. Stop doing this. And sometimes it's things your flesh wants to do. And if that comes in, then your head, you can play games with yourself. If you know God, the Holy Ghost dealt with you to change something that your flesh wants to do, and you know it's Him, then there's really only two things to do, obey or don't obey. But the enemy will help you with a third option if you'll listen. And that's when you go, what is this? I don't know what this is dealing with me. And the devil will go, that's right, we don't know what that is. Because as long as you don't know what it is, you don't have to act on it. But when you do, you confuse yourself. And then 3 days later, the Spirit of God's dealing with you, trying to save you from an accident. And now you're going, who is that? Because 3 days ago, you said this wasn't the Holy Ghost. You're confusing yourself. Mm-hmm. And so the confusion, the Bible said God's not the author of confusion. He's not in confusion. All confusion is from ourself and from the enemy. But the solution, John, is every day obey. Keep yourself clear. Don't let stuff pile up that the Lord's dealt with you to do and you're not doing and you're procrastinating, you're putting off. If your spirit is clear and you're doing everything you know to do and walking in the light that you have, then when something comes up, it's there by itself to you. It's clear. It's obvious to you. We're not talking about hearing voices. We're not talking about seeing visions. We're talking about what this says. The Spirit of God bearing witness with our spirit, like you said earlier, it's a sense. It's an inward knowing and a sense. But, oh, we ought to pay attention to it. We ought to watch it daily.
You do. You know, and it doesn't really get any plainer than that. I mean, it's been such a subject. It's been so confusing. Mm. But all you got to do is follow God and listen for His voice.
Yeah.
Get to know Him through His Word, and you'll be able to discern good from evil, right from wrong,
yeah.
God's voice from your brain.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are in life, no matter the physical realities that surround you, every believer has access to a secret place of complete refuge under His shadow.
You're protected, and He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep you in all of your ways.
In the CD series, Under His Shadow, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland provide the teaching every believer needs in order to get to this safe haven.
Under this shadow of refuge, you have to hold your place there. And you have to hold your place there by faith.
Invest time in this teaching and learn that Psalm 91 is for you. Your salvation includes prosperity, healing, and protection. And when you order the Under His Shadow CD series, Kenneth and Gloria will also send you 6 scripture cards that focus on the refuge and safety you'll find in this secret place. God's protection is tangible, and it is yours when you reside under His shadow.
To order Under His Shadow, accompanied by a set of faith-building scripture cards, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is available on CD for only $15. To order by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Be sure to order extra copies of Under His Shadow to share with family and friends. Order today.
All these products that we're talking about here, this one that you just saw with Mom and Dad's product on protection, Keith Moore's CD series that we're offering for download on the internet. All these things are to help you change your life, to help you walk in God's protection, to live a victorious life. None of these things will work for you, are available to you, if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the first step to the whole thing. You have to make that step first. And then being filled with the Holy Spirit. These two things are paramount to your protection. Because otherwise, you're on the outside looking in. You don't have a right to those covenant protections if you haven't joined that family. And so we feel it's really important for us at this time to stop, take the time, and walk you through that. So if you've never done that, I want you to join Brother Keith and I. Keith, would you lead us in that?
Yes, sir.
Prayer of salvation?
Absolutely. So important, so simple. All you got to do is believe on Him right now. Stand up or reach up your hand. Say it out loud because you mean it with all your heart. Say, Father God, I believe in You. I believe in Your Son, Jesus, that He died on the cross, paid the full price for all my sins. I believe You've raised Him from the dead. He's alive right now, King of kings and Lord of lords. Say it out loud, Jesus, I confess You as Lord of my life. Thank You for washing me from all my sin. Thank You for saving me. As You help me, I'll follow You all the days of my life. Hallelujah.
Thank You,
Amen.
Jesus. Well,
thank
if you prayed that prayer, then you are now born-again Christian.
Yes.
You're going to make heaven and not hell. That is good news for you today.
Glory to God.
Now, if you prayed that, then we have this package. It's a salvation package. You can call in, write in, go to the internet. And it's free. We want to send it to you postage paid. It's got 5 books, and it's got a brochure on how to study the Bible. One of these books is the Holy Spirit. God's will is the Holy Spirit for you. You need to get this. This is out there for you, free. This is going to help you get farther, faster than you would on your own. Mm-hmm. And so I want to really encourage you to get that. Now, March 6th through the 8th, Branson, Missouri. Mom and Dad are going to be having a victory campaign in Brother Keith's church. It's going to be a great time. We've got a new building this year, so we're going to have more seating room. And so I want to encourage you to get there and get there early because the seats go fast. And this is John Copeland and Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry resources, log on to kcm.org. While you're online, be sure to download your free copy of Keith Moore's teaching series, Perfect Protection. This audio series on MP3 is designed to help you understand God's perfect plan of protection for you and your family. Perfect Protection by Keith Moore, now available free on kcm.org. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
If somebody is submitted to You, somebody has faith in You, believes in You, it opens the door for you to use your faith and exercise authority.